Good morning. My name is Terry Schmidt. I'm the Director of Schools for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Today we have the opportunity and the pleasure to interview Greg Pinnick, who is the head of school at Concordia International School in Shanghai, China.
Well, thanks, Terry. It's great to be with you. And right now you're contacting me in Bangkok. We're on a teacher search recruitment trip, but really happy to be a part of the show.
It's a pleasure to be able to speak with you, Greg. Briefly describe the history and purpose of your school.
Well, Concordia International School is one of three schools that are sponsored by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The first one, Hong Kong International School, started around 1966 and was the only school for a long time. And then in 1998, and a couple years actually before that, people from Hong Kong started to think about, you know, where the next international school should be planted. And the Chinese government really wanted a school like Hong Kong International School on the mainland. And so Shanghai was selected, and the school opened in 1998. Dr. Al Schmidt was the first head of school, and we had 17 teachers and 22 students to open the school. Now we have over 1,250 students in grades pre-K-3, which are three-year-olds, through grade 12. We have 135 teachers on staff and 250 employees here at Concordia Shanghai. And, you know, the school back in those days was started in mainland China to be really more than a school. I mean, I think, you know, the government here wanted a school that was the caliber of HKIS. And over the years, Concordia Shanghai has been able to come and be in part of that conversation as a top-tier international school. But in reality, the school was never the mission, and we talk about that a lot today. The school is not the mission. The mission is to share Christ, and one of the ways to do that is to have an excellent school. And since in China right now, denominations aren't allowed, the school has been given that opportunity, and over the years with just, you know, the humble beginnings that it had, and really with humble leadership too, Al Schmidt, and then, you know, the late Dr. Dave Rittman, Lou Weber for 1 year, Louise Weber, she did a great job after Dr. Rittman passed away, and then Jim Kirshen, who unfortunately passed away this summer, but he led the school for 5 years, and then 3 years ago, I came in. I tell people I just stand on their shoulders. Because their humble leadership created great favor with the Chinese government and has allowed the school to grow and to blossom. The school adds value to China, and that's really where the focus of the school has been, to come alongside, to be a school that trains people to develop a love for the people, the country, and the culture of China.
Having experience in the United States and China, how are your opportunities to accomplish your purpose different in China?
I mean, from a personal standpoint, I started out, this is my 35th year in Lutheran education, and I started out initially as an elementary school teacher and principal and did that for the first part of my career. I even served in St. Louis at Christ Community Lutheran School up until 1997, and then went to Orange Lutheran High School and was there in the high school ministry in Southern California for 15 years. And so from a personal standpoint, the differences for me are that it's all together right now, the elementary, the preschool, the middle school, and the high school. And that's been really exciting. But one of the things that's occurring in China right now is that and specifically at Concordia, we have students from over 30 countries here. And what it's been in the past has been students who are expats, meaning their mom and dad are working here in Shanghai. They hold a foreign passport, and they are allowed then to go to an international school. And that hasn't changed. Students still have to have a foreign passport to come to Concordia. But the difference today is that more local Chinese are returning back to Shanghai. And so the expat population, which was predominantly Western in the past, is starting to shift, and more local Chinese are coming back in. But when they're coming back in, they are bringing back children that have foreign passports, whether they were born outside the country or maybe they had purchased the passports, because some countries do that. And so now we are getting more, we are seeing more direct access to local Chinese, which is really exciting for the ministry opportunities here. China, I think I'd mentioned, doesn't allow denominations, and I always say yet, because I think sometime in the future that will happen. And when that happens, they're going to open it up initially to people that have had faithful long-term partnerships with them. And so that, you know, that's one of the things I think that we look forward to. But you know, it's still very challenging for us to find teachers who are excellent educators, who are Lutheran, and who want to come to China. Last year, we had 15 openings at Concordia International School in Shanghai, and we had plenty of applications. We had nearly 700 completed applications for those 15 slots, but very few of them were Lutheran educators. In fact, I could probably count on one hand and not even use all my fingers as to how many Lutheran applications we received last year. We are hiring Christian teachers to come in. And this year we're really excited because we have three Lutheran educators, LCMS educators, that are committed to come. We've made the commitment that any of our teachers that want to take the colloquy, we pay for that 100%. And so we have two teachers and actually my CFO that are taking those courses right now. So we'll add two more teachers by colloquy next year. So we'll have five LCMS teachers come in. And if I can convince somebody within our synod to have the first synodically trained CFO, we could have six, which would be pretty exciting to be able to do that. I mean, China is just, it's a fascinating country. And this recruitment has to be so intentional. And so we are really looking for ways to do that in a broad, throwing a broad fleece out right now to try to attract and to retain just quality LCMS teachers to join the staff that we have going here. And China, as I said, I mean, it is a fascinating country. It's not going away. It's just at the forefront of what's going to happen here. There's 1.35 plus billion people in China, and most of them don't have any belief in God. Yet they sense, as we talk to them, that something's missing. I mean, they're learning how to acquire wealth now. They're learning how to acquire the stuff of this world. But it's not complete for them. It's not gratifying. It's not fulfilling for them. And many of them are wondering, there's something else that's missing. Now, 5% of the population of China is Christian today. And many people are starting to see that through that relationship with Jesus Christ, that's where the fulfillment comes in, through his saving grace and his love for them. That's where the fulfillment and the completeness comes in life. So it's an exciting place to be. It's a challenging place to be. But I think it, you know, for people that are interested in coming and being a part of this, it's a very significant place to be right now in our world.
Greg, we thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today and pray God's richest blessings on your ministry in Shanghai.
Well, Terry, I really do appreciate it. And for those people that listen to this that are interested in international education, they can go to the ConcordiaShanghai.org website. There's an employment area that they can get in touch with me, and I'd be happy to talk to them about the possibilities of serving here in Asia, and especially at Concordia.